these chairs be enough?
Let's see now. How many people they be here for the meeting? I'll tell you what, you count them while I name them off. Mrs. Howe.
One.
Miss Plum. Professor Thistlewaite. And, oh, yes, Mr. Hertz.
That's ten.
Ten? You think ten.
Well, it just is.
Well, I tell you, it ain't. It's only,
Well, add them up yourself. Add them up. You think you're so dad darn smart? Go ahead, add them.
Never mind, never mind. I'm going to add them. Mrs. Howe is one. Miss Plum is two. Professor Thistlewaite is three.
And Mr. Hertz is four. And one and two and three and four make ten.
Oh, I tell you, you're crazy. Say, they do make ten, don't they?
Certainly they do.
Oh, but dad dang it, that can't be right.
Well, it just is.
Well, look here. Wait, I'll show you. Hey, give me that box of checkers.
Yeah, but if we're having a meeting here at 7 o'clock, we ain't got time to play checkers.
Well, don't worry about it. We ain't going to play checkers. I'm going to prove something to you. Now hand me the box.
Now keep your dad darn shirt on. I'll be getting it.
Mm.
You always pick out the worst for me to do, I know. No moving around to be done. It has to be done by me.
Go ahead and talk your head off.
I'm lazy, you're lazy, and all get out.
Talk your head off. Talk your head off. Talk your head off. Bring them over to you.
Here it is.
Yeah. All right. Now here. There's one, two, three, no. One, two, four, six, eight, and ten. Now look, Professor Thistlewaite will set here.
Set on a checker?
No, no, we're just supposing there. Just supposing. Now these are chairs, see? This is where the committee's gonna sit. Now, we take these chairs away, and what happens?
They fall down.
Yes, they... No, they don't fall down.
They do if you pull the chairs out from under them.
Oh, but I'm talking about these checkers. These checkers here. You take these away and there's six left.
How's that?
Left. Left. Six is left.
Oh, six is left.
That's right.
But you just said there was left.
Of course I said there was left, and that's right.
Yeah, but how can left be right?
No, left ain't right. I mean...
Then what did you say it was? What did you say it was?
I only said...
Oh, I'll shoot off your mouth before you know what you're talking about.
I ain't neither. I ain't shooting off my mouth.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm trying to learn you something. Now, look here. You take these away, and here's who's left. Professor Thistlewaite, Mrs. Howe.
How's that?
I say Professor Thistlewaite's left.
Where'd he go?
Oh, he didn't go nowhere. Nowhere.
Well, Dad Burnett, he must have went somewhere if he left.
Yes, but, Ed, there's two kinds of left. One's like your left hand, and the other's like two fellas is talking, and one has to get. And
well, who are the fellas?
I don't know who they are. I've never seen them. I'm just saying.
Then how'd you know they was talking?
Listen, listen. I'm just giving a case to show you.
What? Say?
A case.
I bet you one of them was a bootlegger.
Oh, they wasn't bootleggers. I'm telling you, one of them has to go, so he leaves. And when he leaves, he's left.
You're crazy. It's the other fella that's left.
Yes, but you don't get it yet. Supposing there's only one fella standing by a tree.
Well, which one of the fellas is it? The one that's left?
No, I say neither one of them. It's another fella. And he's...
No, there's three fellas, huh?
No, there's only one. He's standing.
Well, what's become of the two other fellas?
Well, how do I know? They left. And this is...
I thought you just said one of them left.
Yes, but we're starting out all over again. Starting out all over again.
Sure.
Well, now listen. Now, this new fella standing by the tree, and he walks away. Now, who leaves?
The tree.
No, it don't. It don't.
Well, it just does. Tree leaves in the spring.
No, but this is in the fall. In the fall. Now, the fella goes away. He leaves, don't he?
Oh, yes. Yes, I see it now, yes.
Well, it's about time you...
The tree leaves in the spring, and the fella leaves in the fall.
Yes. Oh, that ain't it. You got it all wrong.
Good evening.
Oh, howdy, Professor Thistlewaite.
How do you do, Professor?
Say, dad dingy professor, would you do something for me? Would you tell this darn fool partner of mine the difference between leave and left?
Why, gladly. Left is simply the past tense of leave. You see, there's a present and a past tense. Now, when I say I leave, that is the present.
Well, leave it where?
Leave what where?
The present.
But I didn't leave a present, you know.
No, you're doing fool. Of course you didn't.
Certainly not.
It was Santa Claus that left the present.
That's it, exactly. Santa Claus left the... Oh, it wasn't Santa Claus. It wasn't Santa Claus at all.
It wasn't?
No, of course not. I'm merely giving you an example of the present tense of the verb leave. I leave town, he leaves town, they leave town.
Shucks, Zeb, if everybody's leaving town, we might as well close up the store.
Oh, but no one is leaving town. I simply said that to show you.
They show how they'd leave if they was going.
Shucks, any darn fools know that. They leave on the stage.
Now, look here, I'm afraid you haven't caught it yet.
Well, that's all right, Professor. There'll be another leaving in a half hour.
Oh, but I don't
want... and we ain't going nohow. We got to stay here and mind the store even if they do leave.
But you still haven't comprehended
that... Did you want something, Professor?
Yes, I did. I want to have a little chat with you before the meeting this evening.
Yes, that's right. You'll be here at the meeting, won't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you'll have to set on a checker.
Oh, shut up, will you? You don't have to set on a checker.
Well, I understand.
Well, Dad, darn it, if I'm going to set on a checker...
You keep the trap shut, will you? What is that, Professor?
Well, I was about to say that Mrs. Howe wants the fiesta opened with a rather heavy classical number. While I think it would be more appropriate to open it with a light, lilting Spanish selection. Now, I presume we'll vote on the matter, and I'm wondering if you and Mr. Peters will vote for the Spanish.
Nope, not me. No, sir. I think we ought to keep out of foreign countries. We got enough to do.
I'm afraid, Mr. Winterbottom, you don't quite understand. Now, I say Mrs. Howe wants to start the musical fiesta with a classical number, The Swan. Now, I think it's too heavy.
Well, why don't you start it with a duck?
That's right. A duck ain't near as heavy as a swan, Professor.
But I'm referring to the musical selection. The music...
What was that, Professor?
The musical...
A musical duck?
No. Ducks haven't anything to do with it.
They don't know anything about music. You ought to know that.
Now, look, kid. Just a moment. Now, I say we should open the fiesta with a light Spanish number. I'd like to see Estrellita.
Estrellita what?
Estrellita duck, of course.
Oh, no, but there aren't any ducks. There aren't any ducks.
Why, of course they is, Professor. Mrs. Snyder's got a whole flock of them. Now, if you want a duck for the fiesta, I'll see you.
I don't want a duck.
You don't?
No, I have no use for a duck. I positively abhor ducks. And ducks have absolutely nothing to do with the matter. They have no bearing on it. Now, is that clear?
Oh, yes, that's clear.
Yes, that's clear to us.
Well, I'm glad that's settled. Now, we're talking about the music for the fiesta.
Yes.
I say that we should open the festivities with a Spanish selection. But if Mrs. Howe objects to that, we might compromise and use a more modern selection, say, by a waterfall.
By a what?
Waterfall.
Well, if you're going to buy a waterfall, Professor, you better get a duck now.
They're better eaten.
Now, see here. See here, I said fall. Fall. You understand what fall is, don't you? Now, see here. You just vote in favor of my suggestion. Whatever I select, you vote for it. Now, will you do that?
Well, yes. Of course we will, Professor.
Yes, certainly we will. Thank you.
Very well, then. Thank you. And perhaps you'd better not say anything to anyone about my discussing this with you. But I feel I'm more capable of picking out the proper song than Mrs. Howe.
Yes, sir. But what about Mr. Hertz?
Oh, I've already had a conversation with him, and he'll be quite agreeable to anything I select.
Yes, I see.
Well, I'll be getting along now and have my supper. Yes. And I'll see you tonight.
So long, Professor.
So long, Professor.
What are you doing? See, I don't know, Abe. In a way, that don't seem exactly right.
How do you mean? What ain't right?
Voting for Professor Thistlewaite's song in the contest. It don't seem fair to Miss Plum. No, she's going to write a song, too.
Yeah, well, I don't think I'll vote for Professor Thistlewaite anyhow.
Well, don't it? After you promised, you dang near got it. What else can you... who else can you vote for?
I figure I'll vote for the duck.